Hello, artists. It's Katherine Ziegler with the Acting for Your Life podcast, and welcome to part two of our interview with Adanma Barton. If you tuned into the first part, you learned that Adanma is actually with Berea College. She's an associate professor of theater. She is also the secretary for the Southeastern Theater Conference and the president of the Kentucky Theater Association. She's currently in production with the Great American Trailer Park Musical at Berea College. It opens today and runs today and tomorrow, which is April the 10th and the 11th, 2015, and runs also next week, Wednesday through Saturday. The show's at 8 p.m. You can call 859-985-3300. That's 859-985-3300 for tickets. Let's tune in to part two of our interview with Adanma Barton. Well, you mentioned your work in cultural diversity, and I definitely don't want to pass over that at all, because that is, with the Acting for Your Life podcast, we talk about how to balance life and career, and that's a part of your life and career that is a part of who you are. Tell us a little bit about how your work in cultural diversity, your life and career balance with the work that you do. How does that influence you from day to day in the artistic decisions that you make?
Oh, absolutely. My family is originally from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I'm the first of my family born in the United States, and that really drives a lot of the choices that I make when it comes to directing and the courses that I teach. Mm-hmm. And I just have a unique perspective on teaching my students and just teaching people about my life, myself, how it is to be, what does it mean to be American? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to express yourself through theater in that way? I feel very fortunate here at Berea College that I've never really had to argue too much about plays that I've wanted to direct, even if they were kind of off the wall. For example, I directed Susan Laurie Park's Death of the Last Black Man in the Whole Entire World. Mm-hmm. And it was a powerful production.
Yeah, that's a great play.
4 years ago. Yeah, we had talkbacks afterwards, because it's non-realistic, it's non-linear, so we kind of had to explain to people what was going on.
Sure.
But even with Crowns, I directed the gospel musical Crowns, mm-hmm. and that took it to another level. And next year, I'll be directing Ruined by Lynn Nottage, which is another show that really centers on Africa and the struggles that were going on with the women in the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Yeah,
I really love it.
Adanma, have you had people ask, because I'm originally from Kentucky, born and raised here. The only time I've spent away from Kentucky is I worked a little while for the Walt Disney Company and was in Orlando, and then I was in New York for a number of years. Have you ever had anybody look at you and say, why Kentucky? Why Kentucky for this type of education? Because of some of the challenges that we face as a state, especially with equality issues. Have you ever had anybody question your love and devotion to the teaching and the work that you do here?
Oh, absolutely. When I moved from Virginia, I had a lot of people asking me why Kentucky. And the answer is twofold. One, for myself personally, I fully believe in Berea College and the mission of the college. Mm-hmm. We are helping students graduate who never would have had a shot or an opportunity to graduate. And I really believe in that. And then secondly, my husband is actually the assistant director of the Appalachian Center at the University of Kentucky.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah, we always said if we can find a place where he can do his Appalachian Center thing and I can do my theater thing, then that's where we'll be. So Kentucky is the place.
It's the perfect marriage on all fronts. Yeah. Well, if you don't mind sharing a little bit about your personal life and that life-work balance, as our listeners know, I'm married. I'm expecting a new baby. We've got two kids. We've got a crazy life. And it's certainly a different world from when I was single and I was pursuing my career and then having a family. There are different challenges with that. Even just being married is its own challenge. What are some of the challenges that you guys face, and how do you find balance in life and career?
Oh, yeah, we're both so busy. Mm-hmm. We're just really, really busy people because we're both passionate about what we do. Perfect example, my husband's getting ready to go to Tennessee for the Appalachian Studies Conference. Mm-hmm. I just got back from Chattanooga for the Southeastern Theater Conference. So and I'm directing a show right now, so I'll see him for an hour or so at night.
You're not busy at all.
Do the show all over again, you know, but I find that creating space, and it's so necessary. And I teach my students this, and I tell everybody, it would be so beneficial if we could all find 15 minutes just to lie down and breathe and meditate and focus and regroup and then go into our day and then go work. Mm-hmm. My husband and I, we always make sure that we have at least 2 date nights a month.
Fantastic.
Cleared calendars. And it could be something as simple as sitting around and watching basketball or going off and watching a movie. But it's important to make that time for the things that are important.
I found that my theater training, just my foundational theater training, going back to what you're saying about breathing and taking time and becoming aware, the older I get, and I hope the more wise I become, fingers crossed here, I found that I rely on my theater training as an actor to be able to get me through my day to day, especially when life's balance swings one way or the other. And my father recently passed away. And one of the things that I found myself doing on his Memorial Day was standing and wiggling my toes and closing my eyes and breathing and finding my center. How much of your theater-based training goes into your daily life?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first, I'm very sorry about your father.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm sure that was just so hard. It's my theater training is in every second of every day of my life. Whether it's just repeating, there's a mantra that I repeat at the end of every class that I also repeat to myself. Whether it's remembering all the trillions of things that I have to do during the day and mapping that out. I'm one of the old school people. Yes, I have a smartphone, but I actually have a date book planner that I have to write things into because I'm visual. If I can see my schedule, then I'll remember the schedule.
Sure.
You know, carving out time to read new plays, just for the joy of it. Not just for work, but just for the joy of it. Those things can translate into every other aspect of my life, I think.
I hate to leave. Sometimes I hate to ask this question, but it's one of my favorite questions to ask because I never know where it leads to. It sounds very generic, but for people, it can be so incredibly specific. If you had a few bullet points to give some advice to either actors who are just starting up their career, either they're going to school or they've just moved to a new area or they're trying to act where they are or they've been in the business for years, if you could give them a few bullet points of advice in finding balance in life and career and staying on track, what would you tell them?
Okay, I would tell them that you have to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You, even when it's tough, because it always is tough, even when the work is slow, you have to believe in yourself. Because the minute that goes away, then you should just stop trying. That's one. Two, I think it's extremely important for actors of all ages to come up with some type of regimen to keep yourself healthy, whether it's changing your diet or doing yoga or exercising or ballet dancing or something to keep the heart rate going, because the actor's tool is your body.
Mm-hmm.
And if your body isn't in tip-top shape, then you can't do that. Third, I would push this again. When the work is slow, you can always write your own stuff. And I think that people get a little bit overwhelmed when they think about the process of solo performance. Actually, in the fall, I'll be teaching a class called Feminist Solo Performance.
Mm.
And what we do is we read various texts by bell hooks and Anna DeVera Smith and use those as inspirations to just, write a poem, write a short story, and then start to piece those or quilt those together into a show or into some work. And then finally, I would say that you always, if you can afford to, you must go and see theater.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something with being on the tenure track and being very busy. I've always found myself creating theater, but taking the time to go see somebody else do their stuff, it makes a world of difference.
I think that's great advice. And I want to thank you, Adanma, for being a part of the podcast. I'm so glad we finally got it together.
Yes, me too.
Really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And congratulations on and tenure, and thank you for all the work that you're doing with students at Berea.
Oh, thank you so much for this amazing podcast, and congratulations on your soon-to-be little girl.
Thank you so much. And again, thanks to Adonma Barton for a great interview, and congratulations on your show, Break a Leg, this weekend. If you know of somebody that you'd like to hear of on the podcast, or if you've got a special request, please send us an email to acting4yourlife@gmail.com. That's acting4yourlife@gmail.com. You can also visit our website, acting4yourlife.com. That's acting4yourlife.com. And visit us on Facebook. If you like our Facebook page, that's the easiest way to know about upcoming workshops and programs in your area. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Acting for Your Life podcast and Wise Words Wednesdays. Now go out there and break some legs.